Origins by J. Hamilton. First edition, May 19, 2025. First revision, June 2, 2025. Copyright 2025 Reverend James Hamilton. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without the prior written permission of the publisher, except in the case of brief quotations embodied in critical articles or reviews. A Visionaries Lab Press Publication. 1771 West State Route 89A, Number 2402. Sedona, Arizona 86336. Printed in the United States of America. ISBN 9798231844043. Website links. www.visionarieslab.com/origins. www.coreresonance.com/origins-soreaffirm. www.coreresonance.com/soar-affirm-guarantee. Comments and corrections are welcome at www.visionarieslab.com/contact and corrections at coreresonance.com. Soar Affirm is a trademark of Reverend J. Hamilton. Quotes found in Origins by J. Hamilton. Quotation: the quality of your reality creating is a scorecard for the quality of your connection with Source. Quotation: you are always meant to listen inward, and to trust what you hear. Quotation: we let the mind go as we discover a better direction, a better rudder, a better compass. Quotation: this is how civilizations rise, when individuals remember who they are and choose to gather out of truth and inner power. Quotation: but this next octave isn't just about independence, it's about interdependence. It's not about returning to the old tribe. It's about gathering again, but this time, from strength, from clarity, from the sovereignty of self-realized beings. Quotation: a collective intelligence begins to emerge when each of us becomes fully ourselves. Quotation: and as we allow, we notice something remarkable. The world begins to meet us with less resistance, more joy, more happenstance, and better outcomes. Quotation: panic is the real danger. The storm is just energy. And energy, when met with awareness, can be managed and become the most beautiful of sunsets. Quotation: an ascension, it turns out, is far more fascinating than reincarnation because there is simply so much more to life than we understand. Quotation: you don't need to fix your life. You need to tune in and lean into what is true. Table of Contents. Part 1. The Personal Awakening. Chapter 1. Sailing into the Connection. Chapter 2. The Ocean as Teacher. Chapter 3. The Boat Was My Mirror. Chapter 4. Charting the Inner Waters. Chapter 5. Storm Lessons. Chapter 6. The Compass Within. Part 2. Integration Through Relationship. Chapter 7. The Return to Shore. Chapter 8. We Voyage Through and Among People. Chapter 9. Refining the Self Through Relationship. Chapter 10. The Shift Toward Ultimate Performance. Part 3. Humanity's Evolution and Your Role. Chapter 11. From Fear to Flame. Chapter 12. The Rise of Co-Creators. Chapter 13. The Formula: Resistance and Consciousness. Chapter 14. Blending with Source. Part 4. Mastery, Simplicity, and Stewardship. Chapter 15. From Resistance to Ascension. Chapter 16. The Intelligence of Simplicity. Chapter 17. The New Leadership: Connection-Driven Stewardship. Chapter 18. Closing Reflection: Sailing Home to Source. Part 5. Mastery, Simplicity, and Stewardship. Chapter 19. A Few Words from the Author. Part 1. The Personal Awakening. Chapter 1. Sailing into the Connection. At just 25 years and 9 months, with no family money, no formal education, and barely graduating from high school, I bought my dream boat, a 2-year-old Pearson 39 centerboard yawl. The boat wasn't just fiberglass and rigging, it was proof that anything is possible. P.S. That's me in my red Peterbilt jacket and Coors hat with my wife at the time immediately to my right laying down. We are about halfway between Key Largo, Florida and Bimini, Bahamas, a distance of about 110 miles and an overnight crossing of the Gulf Stream. It was a glorious time to be alive. Natural Habits, as she came to be known, was a floating symbol of what happens when you harness your mind, set goals, line up with what's true, and move forward resolute in your choices. I discovered something early on in my life, the power of affirmations. I didn't know all of the science, but I knew affirmations worked. Affirmations rewired me. They turned my focus into fuel and my dreams into direction, and my outcomes into splendor. Affirmations were my first compass. Goal setting became my map. And the yawl, my vessel, became my first successful journey and destination. But as the years passed, something deeper began to surface. Success as things wasn't the whole story. The outer journey allowed me to discover the inner journey. That's when meditation entered my life, not as a trend, but as a quiet revolution. It refined everything and brought an inner quiet into my life. And, it introduced me to what I now call the connection. The connection is subtle. It's a whisper beneath the noise of the mind and the noisy world. The more you listen, the more evident it becomes. It's not just about achieving what you want, instead, success becomes more about refining what you know. You start to realize that you're not here just to get things. You're here to align with something bigger, more intelligent, more beautifully ordered, a truer success. The quality of our reality creating, I once wrote, is a scorecard for the quality of our connection with Source. And the connection? It's a metaphor for the guidance that naturally accompanies Source, innate intelligence, the divine, God, etc., as we begin to line up with what's true. The connection becomes the rudder for the mind, the tuner for our beliefs, and the invisible hand helping us course correct when the ego thinks it knows best. Soaring Affirmations, Prosperity and Guidance Light, Soar Affirm, was born from this journey, a synthesis of self-starting, harnessing the subconscious mind, surrendered listening, and a new kind of success. After all, it's not about striving harder. It's about aligning deeper, discovering the inner journey and ultimately sharing what you learn as others take the helm to sail into their own higher purpose. All the while, you reap your own benefits for your own truest success. This is more than coaching. It's a call to wake up, to trust your inner drive, and to steer with intention and intuition at your side. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to start listening and lean in a bit. The connection is calling. Let's sail. Chapter 2. The Ocean as Teacher. The ocean doesn't speak in words, it speaks in rhythm, flow, fluidity and grace. It teaches about your inner nature, patience, and presence. You can't fight it and win. You can't outsmart it with intellect alone. But when you learn to listen, to feel the shifts in wind and current, it begins to open you up. A new kind of success and ease becomes apparent. The ocean taught me trust. It taught me that control is an illusion and surrender is not weakness but wisdom. The more I let go of force and leaned into awareness, and the more I listened, the more I understood of life, and the better things turned out. Curiously, we float the entire time. Unless, of course, we're at Safeway. But seriously, life is like that. It seems chaotic and deep and unmanageable, but when we align with the greater flow, i.e., the greater good, we're held and delivered. We're supported and made whole. The same force that carries the tide carries us too. When you've been on the water long enough, you begin to recognize that the sea isn't separate from you. It reflects your mind, your choices, your energy and your outcomes. The more balanced you are inside, the more ease you'll discover outside. The ocean became my teacher. And in many ways, it still is. As long as there is breath and movement, and tides and currents, there is something to learn and listen into. Chapter 3. The boat was my mirror. Natural habits didn't care what I believed about myself. She didn't respond to excuses, self-doubt, or overthinking. She responded to clarity. She responded to focus. She responded to presence. We sailed as one, and there is almost nothing like it. The boat, my yawl, was a mirror. Every thought I had showed up in her sails, in the helm, in the motion of the boat through the water. Because, when I was calm, she was calm. When I was scattered, things creaked and shifted. When I was confident, she surged forward with grace. She reflected my mindset in real time. There was no pretending out there, no room for ego masks or ego performance. Just the truth of who I was, moment to moment, listening and sensing and listening to the flow of it all, and responding. After all, it's a long walk back. That's the gift of a sailboat. It won't lie to you. It doesn't flatter or criticize. It just responds and does what you ask. It's more about how you ask and what kind of master you choose to be. And so, day by day, I learned more than just sailing. I learned how to show up. How to become centered. How to take responsibility for my internal world, because it directly shaped my external one. Natural habits and my world responded accordingly. In this way, my boat and the ocean trained me. Not in technique, but in alignment with what was true. She taught me that to lead well, I had to be well, and listen well. The seas would always test me, but the helm was always in my hand, as was my connection with listening to my inner guidance. My reminder was the smell of the wind and the ocean itself. Natural habits didn't need me to be perfect. She just needed me to be present. I learned. We explored. I became more. We became more. Me. The boat. The ocean. Chapter 4. Charting the inner waters. The charts we draw for the outer world are nothing without our inner counterparts. Navigation is both an act of observation and interpretation. And if we are lucky, flow and outcomes only the ocean wind and sea can deliver becomes our success. On the ocean, I learned to read the stars and the wind. In life, I learned to read my thoughts, my emotions, my beliefs. And I became more. Charting the inner waters meant learning what moved me, and what held me back. It meant facing old stories, outdated programming, and the tides of doubt that would try to pull me off course. But just like celestial navigation, there was always a point of light, some fixed guidance I could return to. For me, it was the connection that came in on the same bandwidth as feeling, intuition and intuitive knowing. You can feel guidance. When you begin to chart your inner waters, you stop drifting. You begin to steer. You begin to get it right. You start living not just from reaction, but from reflection, and guidance, and knowing. You become the captain of your own consciousness. You own your outcomes, you own your successes, and you discover along the way that prosperity and abundance is the natural expression of it all. Chapter 5. Storm lessons. No sailor forgets their first real storm. The seas rear up. The wind howls. The rigging groans. And suddenly, all the theory in the world collapses into one demand, presence and personal power. Storms strip away illusions. They teach you what truly matters, ballast, trim, staying centered, and above all, staying calm and continuing to listen to that inner rudder, that inner drive, and that inner guidance. Panic is the real danger. The storm is just energy. And energy, when met with awareness, can be managed and become the most beautiful of sunsets. In life, storms come too, financial, emotional, relational, spiritual. But like at sea, these storms refine us. They show us what's loose and needs securing. What's essential and what's excess. They humble us, and empower us at the same time. Storms teach us to have more of what we truly want. After the storm, you don't sail the same way. You sail wiser. All the while, you continue to refine what you know. You refine what you inwardly hear in your life and your outcomes grow better and better. Chapter 6. The Compass Within. External tools are useful. But the greatest compass is already within. It's that quiet pull toward truth, the internal nudge toward alignment, the gut knowing that doesn't shout but never disappears. We were all born with this compass. Some call it intuition. Some call it guidance. I call it the connection. The more you trust it, the clearer it becomes. It doesn't promise smooth waters, but it always points true. And it delivers you to the truth, if you listen. Learning to follow that compass is one of the core teachings of Sora Firm. It's not about blindly chasing goals. It's about choosing destinations that resonate with your soul, and then setting a course that honors the journey, not just the result. The journey that honors the guidance that better delivers what you want, and need, and bask, and glory in. The compass within doesn't just help you navigate, it helps you become the navigator. Listening delivers the internal guidance that we all have access to. We discover we can navigate more confidently through life's challenges by learning to listen to our intuition, bringing clarity, direction, and a deeper sense of alignment with the truth of our circumstance. We begin to know what's true. We let the mind go as we discover a better direction, a better rudder, and a better compass.